So he became a corner and turned out to be probably one of our best kids. Mm-hmm. But just a kid that had to get comfortable. He won't say much until he's comfortable. Mm-hmm. And that's just who he is. He just won't talk. He won't say a lot, and he takes everything so personal, mm-hmm. you know.
Is that a good thing?
Good and bad.
Yeah.
Good and bad. I mean, mm-hmm. you think that a kid who understands what you expect from him, you recognize he won't be perfect, but part of our creed is that every day I strive for perfection. So I love that he internalizes it. He just needs to know that I got to let it go for the next play. Mm-hmm. Internalize it for 6 seconds, let it go.
Yeah.
Let it go. The next play, move on, and we can look at the film and critique it. But mm-hmm.
So take it personal, but for a limited amount of time.
Yeah. You got to let it go.
And I just read an article about introverts and sort of if you have the right environment, they actually turn out to be really phenomenal leaders.
That's exactly right.
And so that's something you've experienced firsthand.
Oh, yeah.
You've seen that.
Oh, yeah.
So how, because you're a really vocal guy. Right?
Yeah.
So can that be intimidating to some of the kids, or
It is, okay. Often. And I tell them, I am who I am. Please don't take it personal. I yell at the first string kid, the second string kid, the kid that's third on the depth chart. I am the same coach every day to everybody. I'm always yelling. I'm always cussing. I am who I am, and I'm not going to change for anybody, but don't take it personal. Mm-hmm. And the day that you start taking it personal is probably the day that you probably won't see or get any reps. Mm-hmm. And so it does. It's an acclimation to me. It's a transition from each kid and finding out what makes that kid tick, mm-hmm. you know, and to help him see that, son, I'm not personally mad at you, but I am extremely angry at the mistake that you made that I've coached now 19 different times.
Yeah.
That bothers me. And so I will yell at you, and I will just demand perfection. I will demand it. Mm-hmm. If we fall short, that's okay. So it takes a moment for the kid who is an introverted kid to get used to just my coaching style. And I have to change, and I got to give that kid a different style based on who he is. It's not one fits that all. It's not one style. I am who I am, but I got to, and I have been forced to do that throughout my coaching career, you know.
To bring out the best.
Yeah, you have to. You have to change a little
bit. So is that why I see you kind of talking to kids one-on-one, alone?
Always. Always done that. Always done that, but you have to do it more. I have to do that more now. It's different sort of kids today. I mean, they all come from the good job generation. Everybody did good job. Well, no, you didn't. Not to me. Was it a bad job? And I told you it was a bad job. So don't expect that I'm going to tell you it's a good job if it was bad. Get out of my face until it becomes a good job, and then I'll tell you that. Mm-hmm. You know, and then people start getting all in their emotions, getting sad, and you got to be somebody's caregiver, counselor, and daddy. But that's what it is.
But you're getting better, so it's made you a more sensitive guy.
So I guess my wife say that, so probably true. Probably true.
All right.
Probably
and true. Then, so... would you call Brian a silver lining or a kind of a nice?
Any way you want to frame it, he's been a blessing and an addition to the unit. Yeah, absolutely, in all aspects.
Thank you so much.
Yes,
I appreciate
ma'am.
It.
Yes, ma'am.
So, Reggie Porter pretty much has a corner spot locked down, right?
No. Yeah, don't say nothing like that. It's bad.
Okay. So, how is the cornerback battle opposite Reggie Porter going?
Well, opposite Reggie Porter, and let's frame it correctly. How's a cornerback spot going, period?
Okay.
Nobody has a lot, nobody in camp. You know, we slated just so that we can get equal reps, but it's the most competitive since I've been here, and I love that. That's how it's going, and we like to see that level of competition. Like, as Reggie is by far one of my most skilled corners, hands down, I can say that and feel good about it, and every boy in the room knows that. But Reggie still has a tremendous amount of things to work on and several aspects. And he would tell you that, being honest and humble, and being the young man that he is. But it's the most competitive, and it makes all of us better, every single boy in that room better.
Is it hard for Reggie to come back after that injury? And then kind of, is he shaking it off a little bit of that, or is it just the natural progression as a quarterback?
I think it has been hard. I thought I saw the difficulty he had in spring, trying to do some explosive movements, and he knew that it wasn't there, and that was frustrating to him. But I think when we tested all the boys, and he coming into fall camp, he ran a 4.41. I told him, I mean, he's one of the fastest kids in the whole room, and I told him, I said, God's gonna make that thing better than it was before, and he laughed at me. I said, I'm not playing. God is going to make it better than it was before. And he gave me a big hug. He said, Coach, I feel better than I did before I got hurt. And that's the first time he said that to me, was on Saturday. And that touched my heart, because he's starting to see that he's becoming stronger, much more faster. He's becoming flexible in the way that he used to be. So it is just the natural development of trusting my knee the way I used to. And that takes a lot of reps and a lot of time.
Can you kind of talk about some of the guys who are in the battle to be starting corners and maybe some of the good things they bring to the table?
Well, talk about every single kid then, because Brian Allen, we know about his length, one of the smartest kids in the room, just understands defense, and he's made a lot of plays on the ball. I love him. Casey Hughes, one of my younger kids, by far the most physical corner I have, the strongest in terms of just raw and sheer power, and he's starting to move better. And so he brings a level of strength and power as a run support corner that we need in this league. And he brings that component that I love. Booby Hobbs, who just joined us on the outside, the most instinctual kid. He may align incorrectly, and I'm a stickler on every single thing. His shade might not be right, but he seems to be in the right spot at the end of the play. And that's an instinct, and you don't want to take that away or suppress that. You just want to be able to guide it. So I love that he's smart like that. Corey Butler, now after seeing him do a few things, can be really, really special player. He has a quickness and a twitch and an aggression that no other coach saw, but I knew, so I recruited him. I knew that this kid had a toughness about him and a physicality that belies his physical stature, being only 5'10 and a half, 173. Just a tough, tough kid. The other kids, with Dylan Calhoun, is my younger corner. He got to us last year. Still getting at least better with his technique. Better schematically, but getting better with his technique. And then the young kid, Connor Charles, is a kid that will probably likely redshirt. He's just brand new right out of high school, and he's probably not in the mix right now.
With Corey, I mean, you've got him playing offense last week. He's going to play defense this week.
Right.
You know, he says that he's a little more comfortable in the cornerback position.
In the cornerback?
Corner.
Okay. No, you're fine. No, I'm sorry. I didn't understand. Sorry.
Now, how does that work between you and the offense? I mean, how is it more based on how comfortable he is, or is it more just what you honestly feel like he's going to contribute to that spot?
No, I think it's a two-way streak. How comfortable is he, and what can he contribute? The goal of every single coach is to get the best 22 players on the field. That's it. That's all we're required to do. And however we can do that, that's how we have to do it. So he told me, he said, "Coach, I was excited that you recruited me. I had every idea that I was going to be playing for you. I'm happy to come over here and do this." And all those things make me happy, and to see some of the things that he did today, which were really, really natural and hard for him to do, was exciting. That's an exciting film to critique and to build off of. And he himself said it was comfortable. So that's you know, nice. But he was comfortable after day one, you know, on the offensive mm-hmm. side of the ball. But I think offense is a little bit more technical, and what they have to do, landmarks, route structures, reading things on the fly. And so maybe he has a little bit more comfort right now in defense because he's played it his whole life. He's played defense his whole life, a lot more than a lot of people know. And I knew that because I've known him and his family for a long time. So
the last few years, the depth of corner hasn't been as strong as this
year.
That's
for sure.
And each year when we come to practice, it seems like, you know, all of the coaching staff says, you know, talent keeps getting better as, you know, you've gotten into the Pac-12.
Right.
How much different is it now this year, let's say, than 5 years ago?
The best. This is the best. This is the best, hands down, in terms of just sheer talent and depth. We have a chance to be a really good and competitive team because of our depth. And that's the goal that I have, that Coach Witt charges with every single day. Find the best kids, sink the reps into them, and get kids that can, God forbid they get hurt, that can make us better without a blink of an eye. And that's fun to do right now. That is fun to do. And we finally got a number of kids that can be competitive. I mean, I got kids, everybody, three or four kids are pushing for a number one spot. I've never had that. And then you get people who are lazy because you don't have that. So there's no true fight every day in practice. Every day now, people look at the film and they're like, "Coach, don't show that one clip." I'm showing every single clip. The one you love and the one you did awful on. I'm showing every single clip because I don't want anybody to get a false impression that I'm going to be a number one or a number two or in the rotation. No, you'll be in the rotation when September 3rd comes out and we post who's in the rotation. That's it.
So you've been a strong advocate of Dominique Hatfield, obviously.
Absolutely.
You know, when it first came out, you know, you tweeted a few things, especially when the charges were dropped.
Right.
You were really praising that. How hard is it with that legal process? You've got a kid that's kind of caught up in the wrong situation at the wrong time. I mean, how do you work through that, obviously being a mentor to him, but also understanding how difficult that is?
It's just part of what we deal with in college football. That's all, you know, and unfortunately, some kids, by way of either environment or decision making, they make a bad decision. And it hurts that kid and everybody that relies on that kid. And you don't take it personal as a coach. And that cannot be the definition upon which that kid is based. Mm-hmm. Oh, this kid did this and he was charged for that and that's who he is. I will never allow myself to define a kid by a mistake rather than his entire body of work and who he is as a person. So that's why I tweeted what I tweeted. God, give him better people, let him make good decisions, and that's it. And also, it's just part of being a coach, part of working and helping a kid work through those dynamics. You know, and the legal process is cumbersome, it's complicated and long. I know that firsthand. And we just take it as it comes slowly. We hope it goes faster, but you know, it just takes it. It runs on a very slow pinwheel.
How much communication have you had with him since this? And kind of where, you know, where is he getting that from you? And kind of coming through that, you know, as he's going through these next charges that he's got to go through.
Yeah, I talk to him almost every day. You know, and that's what I can tell you. In terms of counsel, he has competent legal counsel that's been guiding him, and they can tell you about the process. And if they want to, I'm sure they probably won't because a lot of it is attorney-client privilege, but, you know, that's all I can really speak on that one.
I got one last question for
you.
So, to me, the corners look like they had their best day of fall camp so far. What do you attribute that to?
Well, that's kind. I don't think we've had a good day, but that's kind. I think that today was a competitive day. And I hate coming to practice after a weekend because people are so lax and it's terrible. Nobody's firing on the cylinders you need them to, but that didn't happen today, and that was exciting. And I preached that in my meeting before we came out here. We have a half an hour to sit with the boys to install different coverages and go over certain things, and that spent 10 minutes on just that. The mental toughness of a championship team and All-American athlete. They don't care what the conditions are. When it's go time, it's time to go, and they show it. I said, so we all act like we want to win championships and we want to be the team that continues to change people's perceptions of us. Then do it, and do it every day, not on just Saturday. Do it every day. And the kids were locked in a way that they weren't even in the first day. So maybe a couple of them bought into that. And even in stretch, when it was hot, I just saw kids fighting through it, and I loved it. I loved it. I love the way that this team is starting to come together from a mental toughness standpoint. And I'm happy we have so many more days to just keep pulling it out of them and extracting more toughness. So maybe they got themselves mentally ready in a way that they hadn't done before.
Thanks, Coach.
You got it, Coach.
Appreciate it.